The idea goes back to the work of Hillary, 1979, also Jennison and Turnbull, 2000. We have two normal population, A and B, and A number of subjects on population A, and B is number of subjects on population B, and we want to minimize the weighted sum of those while keeping this expression fixed. And actually, this is the variance for the test of the difference of the means for two populations. And it appears the optimal location is given by this formula. Rosenberger, Stelland, Ivanova, and Ada in 2001 consider the binary response situation. And for example, for the simple simple difference as a treatment effect, here PA is the probability of success on treatment A, PB is the probability of success on treatment B. In a very important special case, we have so-called Neumann allocation, and the expression is given here. And other important practical case, when WA equal to QA and WB is equal to QB, in other words, we're minimizing the expected number of failures. We have this proportion, and I'll refer to this as RSIH allocation. Now I move to the multidimensional case. Let PI be the probability of success and NI be the number of patients for the ICE treatment. Now we have K treatment. I goes from 1 to K. Remember, before we fix the variance of the test and then do our minimization. Now we define the contrast of interest. This is the K minus 1 dimensional vector. We compare the probability of the success each treatment with the last one. For example, the last is the control. And the hypothesis of interest is this PC is the vector of all zeros versus PC is not zero vector. The corresponding test statistic is the estimate of PC transpose, estimate of sigma n PC, where sigma n is the variance-covariance matrix for the estimate of the PC. And the corresponding non-centrality parameter is written here, and we can see that this is the function of NI. As I mentioned before, we fixed the variance. Why don't now fix some function of the matrix? Now we have matrix. We made the notation R sub I equal NI over NK, and we fixed the trace of sigma n. And as before, we are looking for the expression that minimizes the weighted sum of NIs. But now we have K treatment. After some algebraic manipulation, we can show that this is the same as consider the following optimization problem. We minimize function Q, function of the proportion. The expression is written here. It can be shown that this is the solution to this optimization problem. Now, let's try to visualize what we get. Here's the plot for K equal 3 case. We have three treatments now. This is the plot. The non-centrality parameter over the total sample size. And the expression is given here. Rho sub I is the proportion, Ni over the total sample size. Even at this point, it was to discuss, we see how this surface looks like. The axes are rho 1, the proportion on one treatment, rho 2, the proportion on the second treatment. Rho 3 is just 1 minus the sum of those. That's why we don't need it. And you can see where the maximum is appear. It's already exciting, but I postponed the discussion for a while in order to pretend some intrigue going on. And let me come back. At the plane, rho 2, rho 1, we have the contour plot of the surface, and now I'm switching to this contour plot. As before, we have those contour plots, and there are some new objects out there. For example, look for the cross. Cross stands for the equal location. We have 1/3 for first treatment, 1/3 for the second, and 1/3 for the third one. The first number stands for the non-centrality parameter. And the second number stands for the expected proportion of failures for all treatments. So, for example, for this set of the parameters, P1 is 0.1, P2 is 0.4, P3 is 0.7, we have 60% of proportion as a failure for all treatment total. So as we can see, this corner is preferable from the safe point of view. For example, if row 1 and row 2 are 0, that means we allocate all the pensions to the best one, and of course this is the safest. And I also plot the counterplot for the expected proportion of failures. Other interesting object is urn allocation. I don't have time to discuss urn allocation. I just stated what it is in this case, limiting urn allocation, and we have the precise value for non-centrality and expected proportion of failures. The allocation that we just derived are stars, which we have trace n. We fix the trace and we consider the Neumann case when we minimize the total sample size. We can see that we gain something in terms of expected proportion of failures while staying approximately on the with the same power. And the other plots demonstrate for the different sets of P's. And this picture allows us to visualize that actually they improve somehow, but still we are not in the best region in this picture. Because this corner is safe and this region is powerful. And we're still somewhere far from there. Okay, that's why we become very straight. It just demands what we want. What we want, as practitioner wants, having minimized the weighted total sample size and have at least some value for non-centrality parameter. That means we want to have at least some power. That's the usual practical situation. And of course, NIs are greater than zero and we relax it to be any real number. Other ways to state the same idea is we want to maximize the power, and we have restriction for the weighted total samples, for the weighted sample size. For example, if we take OW is equal to 1, we just have restriction to the simple total sample size, not weighted. Intuitively, it's clear that actually we are demanding for the same things, but we'll see further that actually it can be proved rigorously. Okay, we wrote those formulations, we can write whatever we want, whether it makes sense or not. And the third question, here's the expression for non-centrality parameter. At the first sight, it might look ugly, but actually it's a very nice function because it has very remarkable property that it is concave. And this moves us to a very preferable area because this becomes convex optimization problem and we can enjoy all those nice properties as a uniqueness solution and so on. So we have correctly defined problem. In optimization business, people develop iteration algorithm in order to solve them. We already have object to look at. But we are even more lucky because we have those situations where we can state the solution explicitly. Well, before doing this, theorem one, it actually tells that there exists solution for problem one and two. If we denote the optimal solution for problem one, n sub the vector, n star for the problem to the vector m star, actually both problem gives the same proportion. So we can use any formulation we're comfortable with. Both of them have nice interpretation and they're given the same optimal solution in terms of proportions. Because n times stars are different but the proportions are the same. And here comes very interesting special case, Neumann case. We take vector W to be all ones, so we're minimizing the total sample size. Let me assume this order for P's. The best treatment P1, and the worst is the control. Then the vector n star, such that we have all zeros in the middle, and this proportion for the first and the second is the following. Two interesting things are there. First of all, we have zeros in the middle, and the second thing that this is exactly the Neumann allocation that we have for case k equal 2. Of course, it's difficult to explain to the practitioner that he or she is supposed to have zero patients for some treatment, but this is the solution to the, I would say, correctly set problem. Second theorem, another important case, we take W's to be the probability of failures at the treatment. Now we are minimizing the expected total failures on treatment. Again, we assume the same order. Again, similar result. We have all zeros in the middle, and this star is the same as we saw for the case k equal 2. Intuitively, it also might make sense because we have the restricted amount of information units and we want to spend them to detect the difference between treatments. So we have to locate in the patient to the most extreme cases, the best one and the worst one. Okay, now in order to implement this optimal location that we obtained, let me introduce doubly adaptive bias Kuhn design. It was developed by Azen 1994 and Huynh Zheng 2003. I'm going to describe just the idea and the idea to transfer the question to Dr. Hu. Okay, the goal of the location scheme is to have some limiting vector for location at the end given by vector where v, which is the function of the unknown parameter. The key point of the design is to have this location rule, some function g. It maps this region into this region, and this function basically measures the distance between the current proportion and the desired proportion. And in other words, the m plus 1 patient is assigned to the treatment k is the probability given by this function. So we see how far we from the desired allocation and skew our probability. And here, of course, rho hat is the estimate of the target based on the current estimate of the unknown parameter. Very nice feature of the design that it can target almost any allocation. So we have this allocation function, look nice, zero in the middle, some expression, p's are given. Use double adaptive bias Kuhn design to target rho. And at this point that can be interrupted with the word, no way we can do this, we cannot do this because the double adaptive bias Kuhn design assumes the continuous function with respect to unknown parameters. But this is not the case now, because it depends on the assumed order of p's. Let us visualize this. Now we have the proportion for the first treatment. We have axis for p2, p1, and p3 is fixed and about 0.4. So we can see whenever probability pi is such that it's in the middle, between P2 and P3, we have zero. Otherwise, we have some surface. So this continuous function, that's why we cannot apply the double adaptive bias Kuhn design in a straight way. Some adjustment should be made. And our suggestion is use some smoothing techniques. We want to smooth this function. We still grasp the nature, but now we obtain the smooth function and we can use double adaptive bias Kuhn design. So, for example, the formula for the smoothing must be written in the following way. Basically, to obtain the new location function, we integrate the old one, the theoretical, over some region that contains P0, then divide by the volume. In this discrete case, it's averaging, filtering, whenever you call it. So now, we can use this allocation. Let's look at this table. We have the sets of probabilities, we have the theoretical optimal allocation, and we have the allocation obtained by the smoothing techniques. For example, the first set is 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, aggressive, but the smooth one is not that aggressive, you see. The first line A sets, stands for one set of smoothing parameters, the line B stands for the other set of smoothing parameters, that's why we have slightly different smoothing rotation there. And you see, we have the same probability at this block, but P1 and P2 switch their places. Now P1 is in the middle, that's why we have zero here. But the smooth function is not that aggressive. Now, interesting case, they are almost the same. They are different, but tiny 1,000. But still, this is in the middle, and theoretically we should put zero there, but the smooth doesn't distinguish them. It just says have 1/3 for each treatment. And we can see when the distance between treatments is significant, they just coincide, theoretical and the smooth location. I have almost the same pictures now, but we add 3 points of interest. This is the Newman location that maximizes the power here at the boundary. Here is the RCI location that minimizes the expected number of failures. And smooth location, you see here the difference between treatment is significant, that's why they are coincide. But if you look at the case when the probability of successes are close, this smooth is pulled there. It has approximated the same expectation with respect to failure, but we significantly pull it into the more powerful region. So, finally, let me make some concluding remarks. First of all, the target allocation is the essential part of the response adaptive design. The secondary contribution of work we obtained is skewed allocation. It improved somehow, but I would rank it as a secondary result. The important that we generalize the Neiman RCR and RCH allocation, and it can be considered as the solution to the corresponding convex optimization problem in the multi-arm clinical trials. Maybe it sounds very loudly, but at least for this testing, for this hypothesis. And the nature of the theoretical allocation is such that it eliminates all but the extreme treatments. And finally, we show that the obtained theoretical result can be applied in practice. Here's the precise references for the works that was mentioned during the talk. And thank you for your attention.